Emerson Show, live from Portland. 503-733-2970. Email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com.
Have you ever thought of getting a colon cleansing?
This was the colon cleansing music.
Totally. And you know what else this music plays under? We should do like top five things this music plays under. This music also plays, what is that weird, I don't know if they have it on cable anymore. It's that weird channel where it's just like the community calendar channel.
Oh, it is.
It's like there's the ghetto TV guide at the bottom, and then like,
and
you know.
The fireplace in the winter.
Yeah, totally. Like Portland Puppeteering Group will be meeting this week, like the rec center at the, you know, whatever. And this is totally playing in the background. Temperatures expected to reach 75 today.
And then they have 4 hours of community programming with no audio.
Oh, God. Imagine an entire radio station based around this. God. Imagine being the DJ who has to sit there for 6 hours.
It's 3:30.
It's 3:30 in the morning. You've been at work. 3:30 in the morning. That's, Jesus, that's like 240 minutes. You got like another 3 hours to go before the morning. Imagine what a smooth jazz morning show must sound like. Your mind cracking after the fourth hour of having to play this. I had a friend of mine, actually. My friend Simone was a smooth jazz DJ. And there was no automation, and it didn't do anything automatically. She had to sit there and slowly and laboriously change CDs.
One by one, day after the other.
Day
after day, week after week.
She was a smooth jazz DJ for like a year and a half. Just every day wondering if she should eat the gun.
I need professional help. She's calling the Betty Ford Clinic during segues.
Going home for the holidays, trying to convince her family that she hasn't made a terrible mistake. Having with a straight face to try to convince them that radio is still a viable career choice. This is for life, every day for 6 hours.
Yes, I have a future. A $60,000 student loan.
Just every day wanting to throw herself in front of a car. God damn. Having paid like $9,000 to go to broadcasting school. Oh, good times. Oh, man. You know, and that whole thing that you didn't see this happen. We got to get a webcam. But during this last segment, we have three CD players. Sarah was one by one unable to get the CDs out of the player. So she started with three CD players. Then you had two. Then you had one. I've totally been in that situation, too, in the days before automated radio, where you're sitting there with two CD players, and, of course, you alternate back and forth. Mm-hmm. Jethro Tull on the top, Lynyrd Skynyrd in the bottom, Led Zeppelin in the top, Bryan Adams in the bottom, Blackfoot in the top, Black Oak Arkansas in the bottom. I've totally had those nights where one of the CD players bit the dust, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there all night, midnight to 6, because the engineer's ignoring your phone calls.
Because he hasn't been paid in, like, 4 months. He could care less.
The engineer who secretly loathes everyone at the radio station, just despises everyone, won't come in to fix the CD player. And so you're sitting there at 4 a.m. at some classic rock station in Spokane, just desperately wishing that rubbing alcohol wouldn't kill you. And you're having to, like, play a song in the CD player, and then you have to crack the mic. As the song is ending, you're cracking the mic and you're talking with one hand, just saying.
Trying to put it in blindly and you drop it on the floor.
Just saying anything that comes into your head as you're trying to change the CD with your left hand. Oh, God. Are we even playing the same song still? I can't tell. Oh. Okay, thank you. Jeff will be remembered fondly by all who knew him. This is totally. Never mind, I don't even want to say it.
That was a good segue.
You too could be a smooth jazz DJ, Sarah.
Thank you.
You can even do the job half asleep.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
I hate to interrupt this. Maybe we should let it play through. I hate to spoil the mood.
You recognize it?
No, I don't recognize it.
This is Endless Love.
Imagine being the musician who's recruited to play on this CD. Some guy went to Juilliard. You know, you grew up listening to Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. This is what you get recruited to play.
We're sorry we disconnected your cable. Try to pay the bill on time next time, and you won't be sitting here listening to this.
That's fantastic. Oh. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, this is kind of fun. I didn't think it would turn out to be this way.
So come on. We don't even
need a show today. We can just sit here and play jazz records for 2 hours.
Smooth jazz is nothing but fun. If there is one form of music that exudes fun and screams excitement, it is smooth jazz.
You know, this is probably just interesting to the three of us, and that's about it.
I don't care.
The phones aren't ringing.
Oh, the phones are ringing.
Everyone's relaxed and enjoying.
We're putting the audience to a... Hold on, let's... Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jeff.
Tell me the phones aren't ringing. Hi, how can we help? How can we help you today?
Well, I think that this music really is some sort of Troy McClure. Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
It really is.
You might know me from such films as.
It is sort of the Ted.
You're tired of disco.
It is the Ted McGinley of music. Yeah, there's no getting around that.
Yeah, please stop the pain now.
Oh no. Oh, no. This is going to keep going. All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Tell me people aren't paying attention.
You should be talking in your smooth jazz.
I'm sorry. Tell me people aren't paying attention. Okay. We're going to... I hate to break away from the smooth jazz. We should keep this around to punish the audience when they displease us in some fashion. All right, we're going to go to Tim Riley, then we'll be doing the top five, then later Dennis Pittenberger is going to be here, and we'll talk about...
cars?
Talk about a man driving with stumps. Here's Tim Riley at the city desk.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. Two middle school students have been suspended and may face criminal charges, accused by school officials of sticking more than 40 students with needles.
I didn't even hear the rest. I my email crashed and I was restarting and all I heard was accused of sticking 40 students with needles.
You heard correctly.
That already makes it the best story
this
of the day.
This happened at a San Antonio middle school.
Oh, I see. Lisa Goddard isn't going to be so hot on San Antonio now.
Apparently, a girl had some sewing needles with her from her home economics class when two eighth grade boys somehow got hold of them and stuck the other students, sometimes breaking the skin. After questioning,
the 40
victims came forward.
40 victims.
Well, the school sent out a note saying, well, the chances of risk are very, very, very low. If it had been a hypodermic needle or a hollow core where body fluids got stuck in there somehow, transferred some unfortunate
disease.
Are those
the needles I bled all over at home earlier today? Aw, damn.
Well, they called a meeting of the school board.
Are those the needles I was dipping in my mucus earlier in the morning?
I mean, these are only Texans.
Right? They're probably immune to that kind of thing.
I would think so. Time now for the Britney Watch.
All right. Oh, I hate this song.
Oh, here we go again. Another Britney Spears nude photo scandal may be on the horizon. According to one published report, an online casino has dished out $40,000 for nude pics of Britney.
GoldenPalace.com, baby.
And they are Britney nude as a teen. They may have been taken by...
What?
I'm sorry? Look, sounds like Sarah and I both heard. We weren't even listening. It's like Sarah was reading a People magazine. I was filing my nails.
She was sticking people with pins. 40 victims.
I'm sorry. Britney Spears...
When she was a teen?
As a teen? When you say teen, do you mean 19? 18?
It just says teen.
Let's hope they're legal.
Any photographer may have been...
Wait. Oh! Sarah, I know the answer. Do you know? The photographer may have been... Hold on. Don't tell her. The photographer may have been... She was hot... She was still hot. She was still a teenager.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, baby. That's got to be it.
Ding, ding, ding. That's correct.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, the Inquirer is reporting that a friend of Britney said the story is, quote, flipping out, unquote.
Oh.
He's even more furious because the whole thing has been, the photos are Britney's head put on somebody else's body, she's saying.
Oh, that's not true. I think we all know that these are real photos.
Well, Camp Britney is saying Brit's head is photoshopped on a nude body. But the website reportedly claims they are Britney as a teen completely nude.
Completely nude.
Then the report points out that Britney and JT were distraught about thieves who broke into their Florida vacation home and made off with some stolen home video back in 2001. Now,
my head crudely pasted onto someone else's body.
It's not clear in the article if they're saying that that's where these photos came from. Timberlake's
flower of first love.
Timberlake's rep says it's complete bull.
I don't care. It doesn't matter if they're fake.
And that is today's Britney Watch.
There you go. All right, there's your Britney Watch.
I love rock and roll.
You know it's true, too.
Oh.
You know it's true, too, because you know that she's... I mean, when they said that nude photos are on the horizon, they really mean the whole horizon. Zing, you... thank you. No, no, you're too kind. No, thank you so much. No, you know that it's true, because you know... Look, because you know she's a skank. I mean, it's...
Like, I personally don't know.
You do know that.
Oh, yeah. She just looks...
You can smell the skank.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awkward. I'm just saying, you know that she's... You know that she's... You know she's trash. That's why we love her.
Did you ever see her reality show?
No.
Oh,
no,
I
did
not. She is trash.
Look, that's why we love her. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I like trashy girls. Everybody does, whether they admit it or not. I'm saying you know it's true. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John. How can I help you today?
Rick, thank you for calling. We do value your business.
Thank you.
Put the jazz on. Please remain on the line.
Hold on. Can we get the the jazz, Sarah? Just we should just keep that rolling in the background. We can go to it. All right. Here, okay. Here we go, John. We're gonna bring up the. We're gonna bring it. All right. Hi, John.
Hey, Rick. Hey, thank you for calling. We do value your business.
Yes.
Please remain on the line.
Thank you.
Your call is important to us.
Our menu options have recently changed.
Your call will be in the order it was received.
Your approximate wait time is 3
However,
minutes.
However, this call might be monitored for training purposes.
You're really the only one on the line right now.
We're all at lunch.
And those training purposes really don't give a... We don't give a crap about them.
We're in a seminar on customer service.
Don't threaten our operators. We know where you live.
Purposes actually mean... You are being recorded unless you sue our butt.
That's exactly what it is.
That's it.
Is this the way we were?
It is.
We were. That's totally what this is.
It's beautiful.
All right. We have to end this phone call now because...
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Okay, goodbye. Somewhere there's a zing. You know, I'm just not good enough to pull off kooky bits because somewhere there's a whole morning show bit there about calls and then me and then this music.
Well, we'll see who steals this tomorrow morning, shall we?
Yes, I see. Yeah, thank you. So we'll hear this executed. We'll hear this executed better, like tomorrow on an FM station somewhere. Rick, if you have 3 CD players, this email says, why not try playing 3 smooth jazz CDs at the same time?
Okay.
See if it makes it interesting, or if your listeners start killing themselves. That's from AG. Do you
have a third one? I have two.
I know. I got a third one here. This is a Christmas one. This is Tis the Season.
It's like we're playing with the board like we're touching it for the first time.
Yeah. Okay. Here, try cut 3, Away in a Manger.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll see what all 3 of these sound like.
All right.
We'll see if we can drive as large sections of the audience into psychosis and breakdown. All right. We'll just go ahead and
Micah appreciates is kind of leading.
We'll go ahead. We're building Cume, baby. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and roll all 3 of these here. All right. Let me know. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Hello there.
Oh, God. Rick, this is Kara. I didn't want to actually talk to you. I was just going to say shut up with the damn jazz.
No, no, no. No, that's no. In fact, if we're going to play, here we go. 3 times the jazz.
No.
This is like one of those mashups that the kids like.
Oh, this is like the club. This is like the club version, isn't it?
It's like a nightmare.
This is totally like in one of those movies where the guys dropped acid and then everything has the bad, like, they're doing the bad negative effect on the film to show that the drugs are affecting his brain.
Music to epilady your chest too.
I'm sorry.
Music to.
Okay, we have to. I don't even know what she said. We have to move along then. Something about undulate your chest too. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Brian.
We should actually try to find somebody who's on drugs in the audience right now and see what this sounds like to them. If you're on drugs in the Rick Emerson audience, please call 503-733-2970 if you are on drugs at the moment.
I was just wondering if this is like some strange social experiment or something you guys are performing to see like
part of national security.
How many listeners we can lose in 1 hour?
Exactly, because I was just actually talking to somebody who also listens, and we're wondering now that you're the program director.
Yes, no, this is the new format, actually.
It's not KLOL.
This is the new... This is the new mission statement. We play everything.
Yes.
Simultaneously.
At once.
It's just like an iPod.
Do whatever you want now, so you're just kind of like over the edge as far as liberally throwing out whatever.
I'm trying to break new ground. Look, nothing ventured, nothing gained. It is only through such bold experimentation.
It's like three iPods.
That's true. You're like the Adam Curry of AM radio.
I can actually feel my brain turning on itself right now, and I can feel my cells dying off. All right, thank you, sir.
All right, man, later.
All right, iPods in one. Who said that?
That's Tim. We're looking for someone who's on drugs right now. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Derek.
Hi, Derek. Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not, but you need to stop with the jazz, because if you don't, I'm going to, like, run off the road from laughing.
No. So I'm thinking that we can actually push someone into a full-fledged breakdown out there.
Oh, I run off the road twice. It's funny.
Wait, hold on. Listen to it. So you can turn that up a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely a format hole for this somewhere in the market.
Oh, God.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, that's whoever that is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Are you on drugs?
I'm a fourth grade teacher that's been drinking since about noon. Spring break is lovely.
Okay. Wait, you know... you're not...
Sounds wonderful, man.
You're not... You're not on an illicit drug, but what have you been drinking today?
I'm drinking right now. I'm drinking a Yeti Imperial Stout.
A Yeti? That's a beer? That's a lager or an ale or something?
It says 9.5% on the label.
How long have you been drinking?
Since noon, since you started, man.
How, on a scale, on the classic 1 to 10 scale, how drunk would you say you are?
I'd say about 8.
You're 8. So how is this sounding to you right now?
It's sounding wonderful. I'm laughing really hard. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And when do you go back to school?
Next week.
All right. Do you teach the young children to stay away from drugs and alcohol?
I kind of snicker inwardly when I do. Yes.
Okay. Good times. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Spread the word. All right. I think your second one is stopped there. All right.
No, not yet.
All right. Let's go back to the Rick Emerson Show. Are you on drugs?
Oh, hey, man.
Okay. No.
Is this Rick Emerson?
No. Okay. I'm not taking any calls from Dennis Hopper today.
Oh, man. I was cruising the channels and I heard this cool jazz, man.
Yes.
And I stopped and Rick, you're back. It's so cool,
now,
man.
Now I feel like I'm on drugs.
Wow.
Jesus.
I was telling my significant other the other night. We went to a show and I was telling him how I wish that you would come back. And,
yes.
And we're both morticians, and so we strolled by the office. And we decided to stop and suck down a couple of cold ones. And anyway, we were trying to figure out what we could do to try and get the radio station to bring you back. Hey, this is really cool. Love it.
Okay, I think I'm having a breakdown here. Am I hearing George Bush in the background? What are we listening to?
I don't know.
All right. Okay, we have to stop now. This social experiment has to be over.
No, I just got creative with this, Rick.
All right.
How's it working?
All right, it's 503-733-2970. I'm going to bring the curtain down on this now. 503-733-2970. We come back, we'll talk to Dennis Pitzenbarger, and we'll try to roll out today's top five as well. Top five bands ruined by a ballad. Stay there. This is the Rick Emerson Show here at Johnson 970. Proud part of the CBS radio family. Don't go anywhere. Hi there. See you, Rick Everson Show. Thank you for coming along. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickeverson.com. It's the Rick Everson Show. We appreciate you coming along. Are these callers on drugs, Sarah?
One of them is, and one of them is an ex-smooth jazz DJ.
Excellent. Well, let's just all take these in, and then we'll welcome, let's welcome now, actually, to the Rick Emerson Show, Dennis Pitzenbarger, who joins us from the Portland Tribune. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be back, and what a better way to bring me in than...
With the mellifluous sounds of Wing.
Oh, God.
Somebody sent me a whole Wing since the hits of Aerosmith, too. I don't have time to play it right now, but I got a whole thing. Let's get these, I have to turn this off. I'm sorry. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Are you on drugs?
Yes.
Yes, who is it? What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, what kind of drug are you on today?
I'm on the pot.
You're on the pot. Thank you. All right, so I have to ask, so as we were playing our smooth jazz mashup earlier, what were the sensations going through your mind?
Well, it wasn't very cool until about a minute ago when my ear started tingling with that last...
Well, I do what I can. We do try to amuse her. So are you just kicking it at home today?
No, I've been working all day. Actually,
that's good.
I haven't listened to you since you guys switched stations.
Are you, so this is your first day back?
Second day
back, yes. So what kind of work do you do, Chris?
I'm a tile guy.
So, what?
I'm a construction guy.
At a zoo, apparently. What kind of tools?
I got twins.
I see. Well, that seems like a good idea. What kind of tools do you use while working on tile?
Wet saw.
What kind of saw?
A wet saw. It doesn't cut you, but it cuts tile.
Well, let's hope so. What other, are you using anything else that's sharp or pokey?
No, but I've been this way for about 7 years, and I'm kind of used to it.
Okay, so so to you, stoned is the new sober.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
I maintain the good attitude.
I can hear that attitude coming
There'd be
over
a lot more dead people on the streets if I didn't have it. I'll just put it that way.
Well, that's very disturbing, Chris. it's good that you have children. How many children do you have, Chris?
I have three.
Three. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Excellent. So, and you've been tiling for a long time?
4 years.
All right. Hey, do me a favor. Have your children scream in the background.
Have my
children? Yeah, just have them give a good scream. Have your children give a good yell.
You say, hi, baby. What do you... Well, they aren't going to scream. Can you scream? Can you go, ah!
Have your children... How old are they?
I got 3-year-olds.
Okay.
They're going to be 4 this summer.
Can they scream this? Can your children scream, oh, sweet Jesus, no?
Can you say, oh, sweet Jesus, no? No.
Okay, thank you. All right, Chris, thank you so much. You call us anytime.
Hey, it's nice to hear you.
Thank you. You spread the word, brother.
Okay, I will.
All right, there you go. At home with children and a saw. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
How can I help you?
I got to tell you, I was almost falling out of my car when I was listening to the smooth jazz Christmas music.
Is that because you're on drugs?
That is because I used to play them and more. I used to be there in that very studio that you're in right now.
You were a smooth jazz DJ.
106.7 KK.
Yes.
Jay-Z.
Yes. How was that? How long were you a smooth jazz DJ?
I was smooth jazz 4 years. And,
four?
And I was with KUPL a couple of years before.
4 years?
4 years, yeah. It was.
At what point did you begin to consider taking off your own head with a gun?
I would say about 2 years in.
Yeah, but just that, the radio compensation and benefits package was just so much that you couldn't, that radio pay.
It was way too much. That's why the program director and I just got along so well.
That's good that you're not bitter about it. All right, Sam, what are you doing now? You still on radio?
No, actually I do voiceovers and I'm an actor here in town and,
excellent.
I walked away from radio 6 years ago and haven't looked back.
It's good for you, Sam.
Yeah, so it's all worked out.
Thank you. All right, you talk to us anytime.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, there you go.
Might have found someone to play you in the Rick Emerson story.
All right, there you go. Thank you. There you go. Hi, Dennis.
That's a Sam.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I just feel so warm and cozy all over because not only am I extraordinarily close to everyone in the room, It's just good to be back. It's good to have you back on the air. I mean, all the fans of the show, I'm sure. The first couple days when you were on the air, I actually attempted to call, which I'm sure the phone lines, it was basically busy from 12:01 to 2:59.
We're Sans' intern at the moment, so Sarah's having to do all the phone work herself, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the Portland Tribune doesn't know I'm here. I could kick out for a few hours a day.
No, you have to be a college student. They have the whole thing. They want people to be learning something, finding a skill. It's all very complex.
Well, where's Kyle?
The problem is Kyle's not at college. You have to be going to college. That's why people have asked us that. That's in our fact. That's why Kyle didn't come on over as an intern, because you have to be an enrolled college student.
So he basically flunked out.
No, I don't think Kyle... Was Kyle ever in college?
No.
Kyle's not really university material. I love Kyle, but Kyle's not really... he's not part of academia.
No.
My eyes deceiving me, or as we were coming up from the break, were you showing Sarah pictures of your wife's bosoms?
Like her shaking a baby along with her ginormous breasts.
Shaking a baby.
Well, not shaking a baby, like bouncing. Like,
are you just carrying around photos of your wife's cleavage?
Well, no, actually I have small movies of my wife.
It was a movie.
Oh, it was just on your hand, on your...
I got the trio.
I don't understand, why are you carrying around, I mean, not that I'm complaining, why are you carrying around photos of your wife's bosoms?
Well, because they're, as the quote goes, they're real and they're magnificent. But it's just because...
But I mean, just to show to people like on the bus or something, like, hey, you, look at this.
Well, I like to make people
these are
jealous.
Wait, hold on. These are baby... These are nursing photos, aren't they?
No. There's no nursing going on.
You're just carrying pictures of your wife's topless to show Sarah. Now, again, I don't care what anybody... Look, different strokes for different... You want to swing, you know, that's fine. That's your own business, my friend.
I don't think there's going to be any swinging.
Well, you're carrying... It's a little... Look, all I know is I walked into the room a few minutes ago when you come back from the break. You had... Is it a trio, a palm? You know, like a little PDA?
I got a new little trio.
Okay, you had your Palm Pilot thing out, and you were showing a photo to Sarah, and Sarah said, my God, those are enormous. And I said, what are you talking about? And Sarah said, I'm looking at photos of Dennis's wife's bosoms.
Well, yeah. Though as strange as that does sound, the way you describe it, it's...
Yes, I know that the context I'm putting in it makes it sound odd.
Slightly out of place.
Are these like those photos you have at your house?
No.
Rick was telling me about those.
Oh, the big house of family?
It's house of family. Here's what Dennis's house looks like. And again, I'm not trying to bust on family or children or, you know, whatever. It's a fine thing. You want to reproduce.
I love my wife, and we produced a very beautiful baby. So,
produced. Like, that makes it sound like a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. We were like...
We spawned.
A junior chemical set. I know how it happened.
You have photos of that, too? Are those photos of that on your palm?
No, I didn't.
Sarah, you want to see those next?
I'm okay.
Hold on, let me look.
So here's the thing. There's a card game at your house about, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah,
something like that?
Yeah.
So Jeff Klein is there. You know Jeff Klein. So Jeff, we walk into Dennis's house. And when did you have the baby?
11-11 is when she was born.
All right, so last, 4 months ago, something like
yeah.
that? You walk into Dennis's house. And I've never seen a man do this before, by the way. You walk into Dennis's house, and there are two walls of your house, and then like a coffee table, and they are, you know, those glamour shots that they get taken at like a Woolworths,
like
not
the
you
black and white ones?
You know what I'm talking about, where the glossy foot, where the woman's got a feather boa and she's trying to look like a sex bot. Okay, now imagine a bunch of like really glossy sort of airbrushy, I don't mean that in a bad way, but they're very sleek looking, they've all got like a soft sort of fuzzy glow to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two walls and a coffee table full of photos of Dennis nude, if I'm not mistaken.
Some of them I am
nude,
without clothes.
And then your wife, Brandy, nude, and then you're like hugging. So it's like you and nude pregnant wife cuddling, and then it's like everywhere you look, and it's all very awkward.
How many of them are there?
Like 80. Everywhere you look, in Dennis's living room, everywhere you look, there's photos of him with no clothing and his wife with no clothing. And she's like pregnant out to here and also up here out to here.
Was he doing the Janet Jackson thing, like hiding her from behind?
Exactly.
Totally. And you're doing the caressing again.
Do you feel like that it captured an intimate moment that you don't want to see as you're walking in the hallway?
I feel like it captures, there's kind of a Tom and Katie vibe going on there. And it's a whole lot of like, it's like you're rubbing the stomach for luck.
I, Well, what it is.
And then there's a bunch of photos of you, like Popeye, where you're shirtless and with the bulging biceps holding the baby nude, and it's all very awkward.
Well,
it's all.
Can I come to any defense here?
Go ahead. Come
okay,
on
well,
in.
Well, what it is we did that for a particular reason to do kind of capture that moment of uh-huh. having a baby. You know, we're recently married, recently had a baby, so we were really proud to uh-huh. to have the baby, but it's just one of those things where in that moment in time, my wife had convinced me to spend like $1,500 to have a
$1,500? You can buy a baby from some countries for that.
Not
much.
As good as my baby, though. I could get like a cut rate one, maybe missing an arm, but not a good one.
Oh, God.
Buy one of those.
Does that come out of your mouth?
Buy one of those babies with the partial skull.
But we wanted to do like that.
You can't get one of your top-end babies for that.
No, no, no.
You get one of those watery babies.
No, you gotta go to five figures to get a good one.
Five figures for five fingers.
Yes, exactly.
Zing!
Where's the Z? Yeah,
I don't have the Z. We'll have the Z tomorrow.
But we wanted to have like a moment in time captured of that. And it was kind of the thing, like you had said, Sarah, that the Janet Jackson deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of covering her bosom. And we like it because, you know, it's our family.
See,
so.
But you know how there's like... You know when you were a kid and your mom would talk about inside voice and outside voice? There are photos that maybe are kept in an album somewhere. They're kept in a bed behind a door. Well, behind a series of doors, perhaps. where like, I'm not walking in and seeing your buttocks or whatever.
No, now, to clarify...
You're nude. They're nude photos.
The most you can see is from, like, my mid-waist up, holding my beautiful baby girl.
All right, yeah, okay. Paul, hold on. From the Johnson 970 and the CBS radio sales department, Paul Halama is joining us here. Paul, now, you want to step on over to this mic here. Paul Halama is joining us in the studio.
I just want to see these bosom pictures.
Oh,
that's why I came back.
Dennis is...
And he's more than willing to show her jiggle in it.
It's not that I'm more than willing. It's because the beautiful baby in front of her large...
So these are breastfeeding photos.
No, she's not breastfeeding.
She's just holding the baby nude?
She's bouncing the baby up and down, and her breasts are jiggling behind it.
That really is true.
I mean, you can even get... Here. I don't know if you can get the sound.
Oh, guys, is there sound? Sound of the bouncing? Oh my God! Oh, come on! Is that you?
Don't touch let go of the camera.
Oh, hold on! No! Put that. Okay, Dennis, put that in front of the microphone.
That's me doing the sound. You know?
Can you play it? Can you play it from the beginning? Sarah, can you really crank his mic up there? All right, hold on. Okay, go ahead and play that from the beginning. Just hold that speaker from the microphone. That's what you carry around with you to show to other people.
All right, hold on. There we go.
Hi, Dave, man. Hi there.
I'm going to cut your house and cut you up.
Hi there. Hi, baby girl. Big smile.
Oh, good God.
See? Right. Now, see, things, you gotta realize that things change. Now, when you first were nice enough to...
If I had told you a year ago that you, Dennis Pitchenbarger, all man, you were gonna be toning around pictures of you Googling to a
married
child.
Married with a child.
Married, and then like, a bunch of nude photographs of yourself.
Well, I had those anyway. They just, my wife wasn't in them.
Okay. Alright. Do we have to break here?
Yeah.
Alright, we have to break. Alright, we'll be back after this. The Rick Emerson Show. It's a 503-733-2970. Like us at 3 World Famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. You stay there. We will return. It's rick@rickemerson.com. If you'd like to email photos of your wife's bosoms, perhaps. We can start a whole wall. A whole wall of wifely bosoms.
I got some extras.
Thank you. It's rick@rickemerson.com. You stay there. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And we know the reason why you try to put on those airs and act real. This whole show has just gone all strange. It all started with a smooth jazz. Rick, this email says, can you please play some more of that smooth jazz music? It goes great with my lesbian fantasy involving Sarah's therapist. Good times. All right, so we'll go ahead and let you, we'll let you insert your own. So, Wendy. Her name is Wendy, right?
Yes.
Wendy, do you ever have thoughts that you know are wrong, but you just can't quit having them?
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong? I'm not the one who was... I'm just...
This is coming out of your mouth.
Okay, no, this doesn't
work.
Yeah,
why is it all singing?
I can't have a lesbian fantasy to this. No, you've just got to be... This is a Christmas CD. No, that's not going to work.
The lesbians are in the snow?
This song can be sexy.
It's a sexy Christmas with Sarah and her therapist.
We can get Lisa Goddard to talk about how Christmas songs can be sexy.
Okay, would you just get off of Lisa Goddard?
I'm being nicer. She can make anything sexy.
Maybe you have a little crush on Lisa Goddard, singing the radio correspondent from Washington, D.C.
It's true. I can't help it.
Rick, this is about the rat-faced and beak-faced discussion from earlier. Rick, let's not forget that you're on the radio for a reason. We can barely tolerate listening to you. There's no way we could stomach seeing your goat face every day. Thank you. F. Matt with a Botox injection. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Rick, this smooth jazz makes me feel like I need to run in the rain and embrace my lover while slowly killing her. And bathing in her sweet, sweet blood. That's Mike in Portland. If you have a desk next to Mike, you may want to leave office a little early today. This is from our good friend Storm. I hope I can say this. Rick, there are rat-faced people, and there are pig-faced people, and then there are... Then there are Skeletor people. A la one permanently peroxided former pop star and stalker. Rick, if you know the pop star I'm talking about, he looks like Skeletor and Courtney Love had a child, kept it in a bleach jug, and fed it cigarette butts and nightmares for 50 years. By the way, he also kind of resembles a peeled owl. I'm so glad you're back, Storm. Okay, there you go. We're just going to move on. How long do I got? Like 2 minutes here? So I got 2.5?
A peeled owl?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
I never read the thing about the greased up armless guy and Star Jones.
And I knew you wouldn't because you overly teased that.
Hold on. Okay, just hold on. Which do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about the guy with no arms or the greased up guy?
I thought that there was something about Star Jones.
Okay, I got that too. But they're not all one story. They're separate stories. Which one do you want to hear?
Greased.
Okay, greased up. Hold on. This one is all, by the way, this story is all about the headline. The actual story itself probably is a letdown. All right, here we go.
I have to say I'm very impressed by your pile being organized into files now.
Yeah, that's what I do. All right, this story is all in the headline. This is from WUSA. This is in Louisville, I believe. This is the worst music ever recorded. I'd like to find this guy and set him on fire. The headline here is... Naked oily man attacks police with nunchucks. Really, what can you do beyond that?
Don't tell me anymore.
Police in Charleston say a naked man exposed himself to a neighbor, then later attacked officers with nunchucks. Police say 49-year-old Rudolph Claude Smith went next door to his neighbor's house to borrow some oil for a workout. Oh, turn up the smooth jazz for the oil part. While he was in the neighbor's home, police say Smith took off his clothes and asked the neighbor to, quote, oil him up, end quote. According to police, Smith attacked officers with nunchucks. He's just gone. Smith attacked officers with nunchucks when they came to his home to make an arrest. Police said the oil made it hard. Police said the oil made it hard for them to get a good grip on him. He's now in jail, awaiting a bond hearing. Yeah, okay. I don't have time to think about the armless guy. And the story about, I swear to God, I got a story about Star Jones' breasts. And I know that this music is perfect for it, but I just don't have time or the facilities or capacity to read it right now. Oh, Jesus. We'll have to break. What kind of Christmas music is this?
It's sexy Christmas music.
God. Hey, there's no room at the inn. You'll have to stay at my place. Okay, let's be done. Dennis Pitzenbarger, what's going on in the world of the Portland Tribune? You get like 4 seconds.
Going well. If you want to check it out, it's every Friday and Tuesday. Make sure and pick it up. I saw a bunch out in the waiting room, so I know someone's reading them. Also, you can read me in the West Side Community Newspapers now. So.
Excellent. And you guys are you doing the thing on CNW14?
Yeah, I see your face on there every once in a while, too. We're doing the radio.
What am I in there for?
Some poker thing. We're doing the Fuel TV. It's on every first Saturday, and it's on Comcast On Demand, too, if you want to check that out.
All right.
And I will not be emailing you the MPEG of my wife. I just want to disappoint you now.
It's okay. I've got the... got the greased up oily nunchuck story to keep me company. Police said the oil made it hard to get a grip. Just point to that and Hammer said, oil me up. Rick Emerson Show would like to thank CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard, as well as Jim Roop, Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. Like us next, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7, the Rick Emerson Show producer today and every day with Sarah X. Dillon, John to 970, news director Tim Riley. Don't let the bastards grind you down or oil you up. Back in 21 hours. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Yes.